from each other, except that the older, stouter of the two did most of the talking. He was John Adams of Braintree, and he loved to talk. He was a known talker. There were some, even among his admirers, who wished he talked less. He himself wished he talked less, and he had particular regard for those like General Washington, who somehow managed great reserve under almost any circumstance. John Adams was a lawyer and a farmer, a graduate of Harvard College, the husband of Abigail Smith Adams, the father of four children. He was 40 years old, and he was a revolutionary. Dismounted, he stood 5 feet 7 or 8 inches tall, about middle size in that day, and though verging on portly, he had a straight-up, square-shouldered stance and was, in fact, surprisingly fit and solid. His hands were the hands of a man accustomed to pruning his own trees, cutting his own hay, and splitting his own firewood. In such bitter cold of winter, the pink of his round, clean-shaven, very English face would all but glow, and if he were hatless or without a wig, his high forehead and thinning hairline made the whole of the face look rounder still. The hair, light brown in color, was full about the ears. The chin was firm, the nose sharp, almost bird-like. But it was the dark, perfectly arched brows and keen blue eyes.